So the other day,
oh yes,
6 a.m. I'm woken up.
Get out of here.
Banging and sawing and tools being clinked together and all that, right basically outside my window.
Oh.
Linda Scavullo is adding on to her gazebo out there.
Oh.
The gazebo that was just built
at
the beginning of the summer.
Well,
I don't understand. I mean, is it Aphrodite Construction and Lumber?
Well, I actually had to put the order through last week.
Well, okay.
And, you know, so I think that she's getting renovations done in
her house. Or her gazebo.
I know it.
Oh, I don't understand this. What is she trying to prove?
I don't know, honey. But you just got yours, so I know that she's probably trying to expand hers to make it better than yours.
I don't understand who would do that.
I mean, it's a tit for tat with her. Every time.
I can't take this whole,
well,
I can't.
Honey.
I don't understand because you'd think she'd be happy for me. Why do we have to do this, you know, whole tit for tit thing? I don't get it.
I know, honey. But, you know, it's been like that ever since high school.
What? We're recording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Why don't you tell us?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Anita M. Bapham.
And I'm Gina Marie Rattoli.
And you're listening to Pearls of Wisdom.
That's right. On Sunday morning, mimosa.com.
Oh, honey. It's so wonderful.
God,
it really is.
Look at that. Can you believe it?
I can't. Well, you know,
the
we just.
Success that's been happening for us.
It's really pretty unbelievable.
Oh, God.
It's really, I mean, if I have to say so, I mean, it's a bird. Drill.
Yes, honey.
It's a bird drill.
Oh, God.
Really?
Well, I can't get over it.
I can't either. We just got done doing our summer show.
Oh.
The prequel. The final chapter of the comeback trilogy.
Yes.
Which I don't understand the prequel. I mean, I didn't even... It's
prequel.
I didn't even know what a creepwell was.
No.
Until, you know, our manager, Vinny and Trisha, explained it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a creepwell is something that happens before something that happened that you saw, but it's really happening afterwards.
That's right.
But it
took
place
before,
but you're not seeing it until after the first thing that you saw.
Yeah.
But you didn't even know it existed.
I know, even now.
It's so confusing. I mean, basically, it's just us talking about our greatest hits.
That's right.
Our lives through the years.
And we did all our songs, you know, here and there throughout the years.
We did. It was a wonderful time. But I am exhausted now, really. And now with Linda Scavullo banging in the backyard and all that.
And I'm emotionally drained, too.
I was going to ask you, because I know you're very busy at your job.
Aphrodite
Construction and Lumber.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know... It's one going fabulously.
I was
going
to ask you about that because didn't they open a restaurant?
They did. And you know what? The funny thing is, Nicole over there wants me to be a part of the restaurant.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. He wants me to do days there and days at the as a secretary of Aphrodite Construction.
So you're doing the secretarial work over at Aphrodite.
Every day. But now I'm getting a new girl to maybe do half and half because he really respects me and thinks that I'd be doing very well at the... at the restaurant.
Now, are you going to be head waitress over there or something?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe head hostess and then I'll take some tables. I don't know. But he really respects me and thinks that I can get a lot of people in there. You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Things are going fabulously.
Is he
going
to want you to, be able to serve people food? I mean,
I don't know. I've never really done it before.
Do you think you're going to be able to,
I've only worked in an office setting.
Watch.
I've catered to like my guests at my house.
Maybe it's because he knows you're a showgirl and you know how to entertain.
Maybe that's it.
I bet that's what it is.
Oh, I bet. Now, maybe it's a singing dance restaurant. Oh, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe I'll get you to come by. We'll do a little number.
During
our lunch.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful,
senior citizen Saturdays.
What can we do for them?
Oh, God. We could do anything back in the day.
We could do
sisters.
There were never such devoted sisters.
Oh,
yes,
God,
we could do that.
Oh, we could so do it.
What else?
Oh, my God. I love you. A bushel and a peck. And a hug around the neck. Oh, God, yes.
We could do them all,
really.
We could do that new one.
Which one?
Carry more, you know, he can read in my poker face.
Oh, God, that reminds me of Las Vegas and Atlantic City.
Ah, God.
Oh, my God.
That would be wonderful. That
yeah, do you think they remade that song? That's an oldie.
That's an old. I that's believe an that's an old.
That's an old.
I think it was in a silent movie musical, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Back in the day.
Well, I mean, how could it not have been?
I mean, it was such. I mean, it sounds to me like an old.
Oh, yeah.
Timey. I mean,
oh, what yeah.
Well, Trisha, our manager from Pretty Woman Inc.
That's right.
With her father, Vinny, mm-hmm. Told us that we needed to do something, you know, that had a little bit more of a modern feel.
Exactly.
But no, I do think that song is back from a silent musical movie. I think it is.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
But no, so that's wonderful. So that's now what else is going on? It's been so long since you've been here.
It's been so long. It really has, honey.
Well, and the summer's flown by.
Flown by, really. Well, I mean, if everybody knows who saw the show, there was a little problem that happened with my daughter, Tina Marie.
We had an alteration.
That's right. Who found out that she really is about...
Are we going to talk about that? I mean, this is a big
deal. It's a big deal. I know, honey. But we've been talking about it, and we've been getting a little closer about it. I've actually been trying to spend a lot of my time with her and trying to rekindle our relationship.
Is she still upset?
She's very upset. She's very upset.
We should probably start from the beginning, really, with this story. I mean, it goes back to All Night Strut.
Well, it really does. But we don't have to tell the whole story. We'll have to just say that, but we're not going to talk about it.
All right?
We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
But it's fine.
You don't want
to... No, at first I was going to, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, all right. Okay, well, now, what do you got planned for going into the September now?
Oh, God.
Oh, well, we've got the big Sunday Morning Mimosa 100th episode coming up.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be at the theater there.
Yes,
oh,
God,
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting.
Oh.
We're supposed to perform a little number. And
oh, I can't wait.
I don't even know what we're going to do.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll get it together. We always do.
Well, God, so close.
I know.
Anyway.
So exciting.
But what else is going on? I mean, we've got, well, there's the Mary Magdalene convention that's coming up. Are you going to be able to go to the end?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Well, okay.
Did you give me the date? Like, you were supposed to give
me
the date.
Sometime in September, I think, or October.
That's right.
We've got plenty of time. But no, for those who don't know, we are the number one tri-state area's
representatives
for Mary Magdalene Cosmetics.
That's right.
Which is, oh, God. I mean, the quality.
Of that makeup.
Well, it's like when it was back in the day when they used to use whale blubber and animal
white
products.
Well, apparently they don't use that, but
it's very similar.
And I don't know what they're doing.
The other wonderful thing about them is they do test on animals to make sure that you're not going to have an allergic reaction.
Exactly.
It's not going to burn your skin or anything like that. So they do test on the animals.
Well, I'm all for that though, because you know what? I don't need to break out in a rash.
And your skin is so sensitive.
Oh, so sensitive.
So sensitive.
Oh,
I mean,
honey, you know me. Anytime we do a show, I got to take that makeup off right away.
Well, you should see her. She breaks out in hard. Honey, well, even with that baby lotion, that baby Jergens lotion, oh, God, which practically is water. I mean, there's practically nothing in it.
I know.
And you break it in
the
hives.
I break up.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I know it, honey.
It's a wonder. It really is.
What are you going to do, you know? My mother gave me this skin, and what am I going to do with it?
It's very fair.
It's very
fair. Your skin is very fair.
Oh, it's very fair. And then in the summertime.
Oh, forget about it.
I go out and in the backyard, in my bikini top, I got to watch out.
Your allergies.
That's right.
Your allergies. I mean, you should see her nose gets red.
That's it. And then, the sun is just horrible. Horrible.
You know what they say about that G-zone level.
Oh.
The G-zone is just out of control, apparently. God. Apparently, there's so much G-zone right now that the sun is just powering right through it.
Oh, God.
And we apparently can't, you're not really, I mean, that's why those Asian Americans, the Orientals, go around with the umbrellas.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I saw a lady doing that the other day down over here at the Key Foods.
An Oriental?
Yes.
Well, apparently the sun over there, apparently they have just so much G-zone.
Really?
That they, I mean, I think the government probably provide. They have government over there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is that communist? Is that a communist country?
Well, so then they have a government.
Oh, I guess so.
Well, anyway, I think they provide umbrellas for people.
Oh, I bet they do. Do you think that that's why they're yellow skin?
Probably because they never get sun over there.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, honey.
I mean, I feel bad, man.
I don't know. I mean, that's not very nice.
Well, I mean, Michael Jackson had it right.
Oh, and
God bless him.
Oh, God. Well, really? Yeah, that's a sad thing. Can we just talk about the
moment? I mean...
And now look at that mother that needs to raise all these kids.
God, I don't know how she's going to do it.
What would you do if all of a sudden somebody left you all those kids in a will? What would you do?
I would probably take them in as my own.
Oh.
because
well, we know
Ari, yes, well, she had children.
That's right. But at that age, honey. I mean, she's in her 80s, isn't she?
Who? What?
Jackson over there. Michael Jackson's mother.
She's getting the kids?
She's getting the kids.
I didn't know about
Did you know this?
She's still alive?
Barely.
Why isn't LaToya raising them?
Well, I don't even think that she can leave her hands.
Well, what has she got going on? I don't know.
She's been doing a lot of those programs now, and I think she's making a lot of money doing interviews and stuff. Well, you know, I think that whole Jackson family is screwed up. Screwed up.
But you know what show business does to families. I mean, look at us.
I know. Oh, God, honey.
I mean, you didn't even really have a relationship with your family until we got back from the traveling circus when we were 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that we were brought back, you know, we used to travel with the circus.
That's right.
From the age of almost 3 years old to 5 years old.
3 to 5, that's right.
And your aunts, Connie and Candy.
Oh, God, they set it all up.
Twins.
Yeah,
twins. Now, I forget, now, were they Siamese or were they fraternal?
No, they were, they were fraternal twins.
See, I could never tell.
Well, they definitely weren't identical twins.
No, well,
they're
no.
like night and day. But.
Not, are you, isn't that Siamese?
No, no, honey, I think that's only in cats.
Oh, all right.
Right?
I don't. So, cats that are twins are Siamese?
Siamese cats.
Okay, now I get it. Oh, right, Lady and the Tramp.
Yes!
Okay.
We are
Siamese. You know, I always thought they were. I thought they were Oriental cats.
Well, I think that's it. Oh, from Siam.
Is that where twins come from?
I'm not sure. Well, we know. We should ask Jeeves. We should ask Jeeves and we should find out. You know, that thing on the internet. Gail!
Well, have you heard about the new, the Googles?
Well, no, I haven't really heard about the internet.
I know how you feel about Google.
Well.
I know how you feel about Google.
Well, I don't, you know.
I trust Google.
Really?
I don't trust Jeeves. I'll tell you that much.
No.
I don't need some single man I don't even know telling me. No. What's right and what's wrong in the
That's
world.
That's right. I don't know him from Adam.
Exactly. I mean, well, you know, what if they hadn't asked Adam? I would, because he is from the Bible.
Well, hello.
He is from the Bible.
Well, that's right.
I didn't tell you what happened at church last week.
Oh, my God, tell me. Tell me.
Well, there I am doing, you know, because I'm, you know, in the choir.
She's in the choir.
The women's choir.
Yeah.
And I was doing my solo on the middle of the altar there. Mm-hmm. Diamonds Are Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's her name was playing the organ there? She's about 110. Sister?
Oh, God.
Sister Mary, what's her name?
Sister Mary Ellis.
Is that her?
Yeah, no.
Sister Mary Ellis is the one that does the collection in her wheelchair.
Oh, that's right. God, I haven't been there so long.
What is her name? Sister Mary. Mary something.
Oh, God. Well, they're all Marys.
Mary Eileen? Is that Mary Eileen?
I don't know, honey. I haven't been there before.
No, Mary Eileen cracks the wafers.
Yeah.
Mary. Anywhoosen.
Well,
Sister Mary, whoever over there, she's playing the organ. So beautiful. And I'm singing Diamonds Are Forever, the hymn from the hymnal there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
I finished.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the looks I got. The church was silent.
Oh, I'm sure. I wish I was there.
Then Linda Scavullo stands up, walks to the aisle, turns around, and walks out.
Get out of here.
Well, you know, I talked to Father Murphy Brown about that.
Oh, I bet you did.
You know I did.
Oh, I bet you did.
I said, how could you just let her walk out like that? I tell them, I know it's been a long time since we've excommunicated somebody over there down at the church.
Yeah.
But I think now's about time to bring it back.
Well, wasn't I the last one?
No, honey, you weren't excommunicated. The girls just don't like you down there.
Oh.
No, they just don't like you, honey. That's all.
So is that a false flyer that I got sent to my house?
You got a letter?
I got a letter.
Did they have the seal?
I mean, I guess they could fake that seal, no? Well, whatever. You know.
Is that the one you have? I didn't read it, but is that the one you have framed on your refrigerator?
That's right.
Well, next time you come over to my house, you bring that, and I'll get a closer look.
I will.
Put that in your pocketbook, because I don't think that's... You should come back to church, honey.
I will try. You know what? Well, I'm going to come next week with you. I'm coming next week with you.
Well, now there's an open seat there with Linda Scavullo. Because I talked to Father Murphy Brown, and I told him.
Oh, boy.
I told him what she has been up to. I said, you know, I saw that she was putting in a gazebo, and I thought it was just a wonderful idea.
Oh,
that with the, well, with the G-zone and all, it's nice to stand outside.
That's right.
But did not have the sunny effect. So I put up one, too.
Of course you did.
And now she's expanding on hers.
I know it.
I tell them all about the prom thing. You remember prom?
Oh, well.
You remember prom.
I remember prom.
Well, it is not my fault that she did not look as good as me.
Mom.
It is not my fault that she didn't get voted prom queen, and I did.
Well, honey, after all these years, she's still holding a grudge.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you do?
That is not, holding a grudge is not the way of the Lord.
And it's not right that you both live next door to each other. I mean, it's still not right to this day.
Well, I swear, Jeannie Marie, you know me.
Well?
You know me. I am not like that.
I know, honey.
I did not know she lived there.
Well,
I didn't know it was the same Scabullo family.
No, well, I mean, she's been living there forever, and we didn't, you know, we moved back to Astoria, went into those houses later on.
Well, but how are you supposed to know?
How would I know? How are you supposed to know that? How are you supposed to know?
I thought maybe she had gone on.
Well, whatever.
You know, whatever, but none of my business.
None of your business. Well, whatever.
And also, it's not my fault that we ate it on that upper deck.
Oh, that's right.
You know, when she put on that thing, and, you know, I just don't like it. I don't like it.
And then, oh, God.
But no, Father Murphy Brand was totally behind me.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, he didn't really say that in so many words, but, you know, I'm going to talk to him again this week.
Do it. And you know what? Maybe I'll stop by. And
You could tell him about all the things that she's done to you.
And maybe he'll have to communicate her. Right?
Well, I bet it's her handwriting on that letter.
Do you think it's her that's sending me those letters?
Well, I know that she doesn't talk very highly about you at church.
And funny thing is, she's been calling you all the time, trying to be my best friend over there for joining me on my lunch break.
Are you kidding? Well, she's probably trying to get that Friends of the Friends discount.
Oh, honey.
The ones that you give me.
Of course. Oh, honey.
I do not like this one. I am going to call her up.
Oh, God, honey.
I'm calling her up right now.
Honey, you,
I'm going to call her.
I don't think you can.
No, I am furious.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to call. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
We should not start. Is what we shouldn't do, honey.
And this is the perfect opportunity for me to show you the new system that Mr. Buffum had put into the house.
Get out of here.
Well, it's this whole new wireless thing, so I don't have to get out of bed to use the phone.
Oh, my God.
So here's what we do. I don't even need to pick up the telephone.
What do you do?
Hold on. I'll show you. Hold on 1 second. Apparently, it's all the latest technology.
Really?
Well, you know how Mr. Buffum's coin of a techie is what they call it.
Well,
and
he's always going to Asia over there, so they know all about that.
Apparently, they have this in the hotel that he stays in over there.
Oh.
And so he got this put in the house. He thought it'd be nice for me to have while he's away.
Yeah.
And basically, it's an automated system that takes care of almost everything in the house for me.
Get out of here.
Well, and so here, I'll show you how we place a phone call. I don't even have to get up. Hold on 1 second. Her name is Vicky.
Oh.
Vicky! Vicky!
Yes. Anita Buffum. How may I assist you?
Hello, doll. How are you?
Like Vicky the slut?
I am fine. How are you feeling today, gorgeous?
Wow, honey.
I know.
She even knows who she's talking to.
I know.
Did that Mexican lady make your breakfast? Or would you like me to order something delicious from the bakery? I know how much you love donuts.
Donuts? Honey.
That's old.
Aren't you on a diet?
That's from a long time ago.
You know, you just lay off the Krispy Kreme.
I know. Well, that's from a long time ago. Vicky!
Do I hear? Jeannie Marie?
Yes, it's me, honey. Oh, my God. How does she know me? Hello, Vicky!
I thought we were not going to invite her over anymore.
What?
Oh, well, Vicky. No. She doesn't know what you're talking about. Vicky, say hello to Jeannie Marie.
How is your vagalaw son, Joey?
Joey's fine.
And is your daughter, Jeannie Marie, still with that Afro-American, Jamal?
Oh, honey, you got a death wish coming. I've been burned too many times by a girl named Vicky.
Honey, you must be giving off this world or something. You must be giving it off.
Oh.
I mean, how else would the computer know that? Because the computer's a robot, honey.
Oh, honey, I don't know.
You must be giving it off. You got to calm down. Stop putting out that fagula vibe. That's my son is a fagula vibe and my daughter's a spore. All right. Vicky. I need you to do me a favor and call Linda Scavullo for me, please. Call Linda Scavullo.
Of course, Anita. Doll. Calling Linda Scavullo.
Now, this is the best part, Gina Marie.
What's that?
I don't even have to wait while it dials.
No.
She'll just let me know when I'm connected to Linda Scavullo or whoever I'm calling.
Look at this.
Yes, silly. Or otherwise, you know, if there's no answer or something, I get a busy signal.
She's a smart slut.
I know. It's pretty expensive. I don't know if you and Frankie could.
Well, I don't need it. You know, honey, I like to do my own doiling.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you've got that really nice rotary phone.
That's right. We still have that in the bedroom.
Oh, well, it looks like Linda's not taking my call. Okay, thank you, Vicky.
Anita, darling, it seems to be that Linda, that stupid bitch, is not answering the telephone. Isn't it time for Jeannie Marie to leave? Do you want me to pretend that Father Murphy Brown is calling you and needs you down at the church, like we did last time.
What? Anita, I don't think I like this whole Vicky thing.
Oh my god, what time is it?
What time is it? Oh my god.
Oh my god, honey.
Is it that time?
My program's gonna be on, honey. I gotta go.
Oh god,
thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much.
Make sure to tune in every week to Sunday Morning Mimosa Dwarkworm.
That's right.
And visit us on the Facebook.
That's
and
right. On
the interwebs.
Yeah, everything like
and
that.
And all the Twitters and the mm-hmm. and all that.
Tumblrs.
All that stuff. Mm. We love you, Dwarves.
We love
and
you
we'll
all.
Talk to you soon. And thank you, everybody, who came out to see our live show.
Oh.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. And congratulations on 100 episodes to our nephews. And it's coming out soon,
oh,
right?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. A big, huge party,
big
huh? Big hit 40.
Oh.
I gotta go get ready. I gotta go. My program's gonna be on.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye
bye. Her name was Sheena. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair
and a dress cut down the there.
She would merengue and do the cha cha.
And while we tried to be big stars, Tony always tended for across the crowded floor. He worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other.
Sheena was a whore at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of New Jersey. At the Copacabana, music and passion were always in fashion at the Copa. She was a whore.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
He was escorted to his chair. He saw Sheena dancing there.
And when she finished, he called her over.
But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar.
And then the punches flew.
And chairs were smashed in two.
There was blood and a single gunshot.
But just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana. The hottest spot north of New Jersey. At the Copa. Copacabana. Music and passion were always in fashion at the Copa. She was a her name is Sheena. She was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago.
When we used to tour our show.
Now it's telenovela, all for Sheena.
Better dress than she used to wear.
Gems and rhinestones in her hair.
She sits there so refined.
We drink ourselves half blind.
We lost our youth.
And we've lost our beauty.
Have we lost our minds at the Copa? Copa Cabana.
The hottest spot north of New Jersey. At the Copa. Copacabana.